Surge up. Hey, I'm Dave Davidson. And it just occurred to me that the word commitment could be recoined into no quitment. I mean, a commitment is, you're basically saying, depending on the context, of course, that you're not going to quit. I'm driving to class right now, and there hasn't been a time this early semester with this Arctic polar vortex and also some fatigue I've been working with my thyroid. Long story short, a list of excuses that I didn't want to quit, okay? But without the commitment, that would have happened. So think of your relationships, think of your projects, think of your goals, think of your honey-do list. Think of commitment as a mode, a mindset, a momentum to say, no matter how I feel, no matter how many excuses I have to drop out, depending on the context, of course, this is not 100%, you know, sometimes you got to drop out, like if you have to go to the ER, which I had to take my dad this last couple weeks, so I'm factoring this in. This is not an absolute, but if you want to finish the course, run the race, you're probably going to have a no-quitment quotient higher than your excuse level, higher than your ability to think of why you shouldn't go do something. At the same time, I say that there's times to just take a break. Twice in the last 10 days, I was set to go somewhere, and there was good reasons to go, good reasons to stay. And when I got to that line of scrimmage, some quarterbacks call a play called an audible. When they see the defense set up a different way, they call a play that's different from what they just planned. And so it doesn't mean that you're quitting something. It means that maybe you're being wise with your time. Maybe you don't have the energy. Maybe you have to take care of something else. And so this is all said and encouraged in a balance of getting through a semester or getting through a task, a project. You know, once you start a remodeling project, let's say with a crew of guys, it doesn't mean that you have to do it every day. You know, if there's snow, you could, you know, give them grace. I mean, in fact, that's going to go a long way when you empower people to both be punctual and to be late, you know, where they are seen as the priority as part of doing the task. That's just a management nuance. All that to say is ask yourself on your commitments, maybe your marriage, maybe your commitment to be a great parent. Maybe it's what you're working at church, on a ministry, your projects, your side hustle, your job. Is your no quit factor, your no quitment, higher than your excuse level? That's really all I wanted to think about right now, because if it is, you're going to make it through. Even though they might get pretty close and neck and duke it out, ultimately you'll get through the task. And that's just kind of saying, hey, I have this dream. I have this commitment to be willing to succeed or fail up to so many times to prevail. And my brother Dan Davidson and I, we talk frequently about the legacies of a six-year-old guy with a chicken recipe that tried to improve profits. And that was Colonel Sanders. He had 1,000 rejections. And Thomas Edison had over 1,000 filaments. It did not work for the light incandescent light bulb, and he thought every time he figured it out that didn't work, he just discovered something that didn't work. It was closer. And so that is a great example of no quit mint. It's refreshing depending on how you spell the word. So think about not quitting for things that matter. Take care. God bless. Rock on and surge up.